And get more now on Trevor Mallard, National Party leader. Judith Collins is with us now. Kia ora.
Good morning, Susie.
Why do you think that Trevor Mallard is unfit for office?
Well, I've seen his behaviour, but I saw the behaviour last night that he had. He seems temperamentally unfit, and that's the problem. What we saw last night was a speaker who seemed to lose all control of his behaviour and his emotions, what he said. He continued down the path of using Parliament to defame a former staff member to whom he has already had to apologise publicly and to whom the taxpayer has had to fund or pay out a large amount of money. And then he went on to continually attack our MPs for asking the questions that he had previously not answered. And that showed to me he has lost all connection with the seriousness of Parliament and the seriousness of what he did.
You say he was going further down this road, that he shouldn't be doing that, but wasn't he actually just repeating the finding of the Francis Review from a couple of years ago?
You've just got to remember, Susie, that a few months ago he had sat in Parliament and said that he had not, he had been wrong to have accused this man of being a rapist. He then went
But he didn't use that word last night, and he did talk about serious sexual assault, and I've gone back this morning, and that is in the Francis Review. So actually, isn't he sticking to that?
Well, what he's doing, Susie, is that he's taking a statement in the Francis Review, and he is then using that to further defame someone under parliamentary privilege. The point is, Susie, that the Speaker of the House should be someone who is a calm and measured person who doesn't want to exact utu on people within Parliament, and that's what we saw last night. We saw a man.
Is he defaming someone though? Is he defaming someone though, when it is the finding of an official report?
Well, it can be actually, because
why?
The official report. Well, because Susie, just because somebody makes a complaint, that is not actually the way of dealing with a matter. It does not suddenly become the truth of it. It hasn't been tested. But the other point is, that is not the point here. The point is that Trevor Mallard has continued to use parliamentary privilege and his position of extreme power as the Speaker to continue down a path for which he has had to apologise, and which has cost the taxpayers a large amount of money. He knew within 24 hours of calling this man a rapist that he was not a rapist.
Yes.
He was wrong. He continued down that path for 18 months. He threatened the man through his lawyers that he would destroy him, essentially.
And we have talked about this in the past, this aspect of it. But in terms of tonight, in terms of last night, he wasn't continuing down that path, was he? Because he was talking about the Francis Review. It's in the Francis Review. There are, as I understand it, further investigations going on. There was a second investigation done regarding this incident where the victim was believed. So aren't we losing sight here that it's not about whether it was or whether it wasn't rape? Because it's actually still about serious sexual assault. And is National getting into the position of championing someone who may be in that boat?
Well, not at all, Susie. We are championing process, proper process, and we are championing the Speaker not behaving as we saw last night, utterly bullying, entirely, at times almost incoherent with anger at being questioned. We saw a man who is temperamentally unfit for the job. And I think that it's really important too that we heard Trevor Mallard's position, which was one where if he was questioned, he would actually personally attack our members of Parliament for doing their jobs.
Isn't it fair though, Ms. Collins, to be angry when there are women who have been seriously sexually assaulted in Parliament?
I am angry about is that Trevor Mallard is hiding behind the alleged victims of crimes like this or offences to cover his own behaviour.
Well, he's not. He says he's prevented by a court suppression order and a mediation agreement from making comments outside the parliamentary process. He's not hiding behind it. He's not allowed to talk about it in other ways.
No, he's hiding behind it in the speech last night. I don't know if you saw it, Susie. I've been in Parliament almost 20 years. I have never seen a less authoritative or, let's say, temperate response from any MP than I saw from Trevor Mallard last night. It was an absolute disgrace. And I have today, or am today, I've just drafted it, but I am today writing to the Prime Minister asking her to use her 65 votes to remove him from office. And I will not take this as the usual spin from the Prime Minister. That's a matter of Parliament. She controls Parliament with her numbers. The National Party will obviously support her. I believe the ACT Party will too. It is simply unacceptable that this man is in a position of judge and jury against over MPs and their behaviour and the staff members of parliamentary service. What we saw last night
is Is he not, though, Miss Collins, on the side of the complainant? And is that not a pretty important one to highlight?
His role is one to be a very careful judge of behaviour. What we saw last night is that he is simply unfit for the job. And I'd say that on the basis of his temperament. What we saw was a display of anger, of petulance, of vindictiveness. I have never seen that behaviour to that extent in Parliament from any MP, let alone a Speaker. A Speaker needs to be of the same temperament as a judge. A Speaker needs to have a temperament where they don't actually make the situation worse. That's what we're seeing from Trevor Mallard. And hiding behind a woman complainant is simply unacceptable.
Are you not angry about women being sexually assaulted on the parliamentary precinct?
I actually think that's a deeply offensive question to ask.
Why?
Well, you know exactly why you're asking it. If you're really seriously believing that I am not shocked by allegations of sexual violence against women anywhere, let alone on the parliamentary precinct, then, Susie, I am shocked at your question.
Because it just seems that we are forgetting in the midst of all this that there are real people. And, for example, the Parliamentary Service General Manager told a select committee back in March he's unwilling to settle the employment dispute claim of this individual because he believed the man had, quote, done something wrong. Aren't we forgetting that who should be at the heart of this, and that is the women?
What we're forgetting, actually, Susie, is that there is a reason that we have processes around allegations of this nature. And the reason is that if we do not have these processes and we do not respect them and we do not take complaints to police, we do not respect that process, that we end up in a situation where someone like Trevor Mallard decides that he is going to be the avenging warrior, he is going to use his position to destroy somebody. That is what we saw last night again. Now, Susie, that is not, I'm not someone who believes that because someone has been accused of something that they should then be vilified. It is important that people go through a proper process. That is why we have courts. That's why we don't have kangaroo courts where people never get a chance to have their say. What I saw last night was a Speaker who is entirely temperamentally unsuited for the role. And that is important because Parliament is our highest court. He could not, with that temperament, have any judicial position, not that he is trained in it, but he could never have it because his temperament is simply unfit for the role.
So, even though there have been investigations with outcomes in this case, you're saying because of the way Trevor Mallard has reacted here, he is unfit to deal with this. Because why? Because a leopard can't change their spots.
Well, that's not what I've said, is it, Susie? I've simply said he is temperamentally unfit. And anyone who saw that display last night, and I suggest that you do watch that, would have seen a man entirely, who appeared to me anyway, to be out of control of his behaviour and his actions and what he said. The fact that he had said he was going to tell the truth about what happened and it was all going to be revealed, what we saw, what was revealed, was his unfitness for the role.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Ngamihi Judith Collins there, leader of the National Party at